Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life. Hey, health junkies. On this episode of the Health Fix Podcast, I'm interviewing Stephen Wright. He is the owner of the Healthy Gut Company and the former co-owner of SCD Lifestyle. So that was Specific Carbohydrate Diet Lifestyle. Now, he has a long history of working on his digestive system, and he has now dedicated his life to helping folks who also are struggling with their digestive systems. Now, I'm bringing him on for a series. This is going to be the second one in a series with Stephen, because I think it is absolutely crucial to talk about gut health, because it is fundamental, foundational. It's something you need to have dialed in to be able to take care of other things in your life. And in this particular episode, we are talking about the impact of stress on your gut and how that messes with your stomach acid and particularly lowers it, how it can lead to gut bug overgrowth. It can mess with mold balance. You can have all kinds of issues just related to not being able to digest your food effectively. And stay tuned to the end, because he drops a really great knowledge bomb on us about overeating and what happens in the gut when we overeat and what the body's trying to accomplish by triggering us to do that. So if you're intrigued, let's jump into the podcast. All right. Hey there, health junkies. I have Stephen Wright back on, and we are going to be talking all about the effect of stress on the gut, because, you know, today's just right around tax day too. And I think that's appropriate in addition to having some remodeling that Stephen has going on in his neck of the woods, and how stress totally can trash your gut. And I tell people this all the time, Stephen, but I feel like it just doesn't hit home until they have a concrete connection.
Yeah. I mean, look, nobody really wants to hear about their stress and how what they're choosing is causing them issues. So it's troublesome to handle this topic for most people. And most people probably have had an experience of high stress in their life and then had, you know, diarrhea or loose stools or total GI upset the rest of the day. Like, you know, maybe the day you lost a parent or lost a friend or got in a car accident. And so stress and the body's response to stress is very real.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's often like a lot of my athletes are the ones who are like, yep, runner's trots, totally a thing. You know, every time before I go to race, you know, mountain bikers too, or they're like, everybody's in those porta potties. And so you're like, okay, hello, stress connection, gut. Not just that you're going to do an event. I mean, imagine other events in life. And so sometimes we need those overt things, but sometimes it's the little everyday things of stress that I think a lot of people really don't think about, what happens to the gut lining, things of that nature. And when I'm talking about the Healthy Gut product, I'm always going like, you know, Tributrin is really great for helping with that, things of that nature. But I like someone else to talk about it besides me all the time. Wow. Since you have a fabulous product, I would love you to kind of talk about in terms of your products and how they can help with the gut, but maybe just kind of thinking sequentially, because I'm throwing Tributrin in, but I'll let you kind of take it over in terms of when you think about stress in the gut, how do you think about different products and different things you can do to help combat the effects?
Yeah, well, I think that, like you said, stress is this sort of background noise at this point in our Western life, especially, you know, that we have access to know like what's happening around the world. We have taxes, we have all these things. It's almost like the information age has caused an extra immense stressor, in my opinion. And so I think that is something you need to be mindful of, and something that I'm always trying to protect against. Like you said, I'm sort of gearing up my supplements, the more I age and the wiser I get, even though I'm getting healthier every year, I'm using more and more products because I'm just more aware of how much stress we're under. And stress affects motility. So those people who do struggle with loose stools, like the runner's trots, or some people can hold on, it can cause constipation, it can cold like a tightening down of the whole nervous system, and that can cause constipation. So I would often get constipated when I fly. So there's various levels of like support, I would guess. So if you're like really working on optimizing your life and trying to squeeze every last ounce of life and living out, then you hopefully will begin to notice your body's reactions to stress. And so, like, for instance, when I fly, I take extra magnesium. I just know, I start right away in the beginning of the day. Like, normally I take my magnesium near bedtime, or like after, you know, in the afternoon to kind of start to wind down for the day, but I'll just start popping a little bit extra magnesium glycinate in the morning, the day of a flight, because I'm going to be a little bit more stressed. And I know that my tendency will be to be like more constipated over the next 2 days as I work through the airport stress and the dogs and everything that's going to, all the bags and everything that's about to happen. And so depending on which way your body tends to move, I think it's a really good idea to learn that and just have a product in the back of your supplement cupboard that you know that, hey, if you're more towards a loose stool, maybe you might want to take an extra Tributor NX, you know, in that day or on the plane or whatever it might be, to kind of help you through the 48 hours of stress, whatever's happening. Mm-hmm. And so I will also do that with holozymes. I think sometimes it's actually a stressor to go out to dinner. Like if you're going out with your family or you're going out on a work event and you don't love social interactions, well, that stress is going to cause your nervous system to be in sympathetic state, which means that it's going to be actively keeping blood away from your digestive organs. It's going to be shunting the blood out to the rest of your body. And it's going to be harder for you to make things like stomach acid and the right pH and the right enzymes to really digest that food. So that's why oftentimes social events can cause extra bloat or extra gas, or even might, like, you know, be waiting all week for this date with your, and it could just be your spouse. It could be your wife or your husband or whatever. And then because there's so much excitement and it's been so long, that even that extra excitement can be a stressor to the body and keep the blood flow away from the digestive organs. And so, if I'm doing that, I'm going to take an extra couple of holozymes, personally. If it's like a really big meat meal, I'll have an extra HCL, guard, but I think at least in the short term, sort of like, how do you get the most out of life and avoid sort of these little setbacks that we can have? I think it's knowing and appreciating that you're about to stress yourself. And in that time, your body is going to be less able to just do what it normally does. And so don't get upset with your body and don't get upset with life if you choose that and then you don't extra support it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think this is important because a lot of people look at supplement labels, and in the supplement label will say, you know, only take one with each meal, or, you know, it'll say max this whatever a day or whatever. And I think we think, oh, that's all we can do. But the beauty of your products is that you kind of leave it open-ended. And I like that because I think for a lot of people, we don't really connect that we can adjust it. And all we have to do is watch and see what the body does.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, there are products out there that you can't do this with, like, selenium is a good example. Like, you can cause issues with selenium, iron. These are over-the-counter supplements that do have risk factors if you escalate the dosages and you're not aware and you're not working with somebody. But gut supplements in general are very individualized and have usually pretty safe profiles, at least the products that we make. Obviously, consult with your physician and all that good stuff. And if it ever hurts, just stop and ask for help. So be an adult. But beyond that, yeah, I think actually the best outcome here is that people take even more responsibility for their supplement usage and they begin to learn how to make these products work for them, because that's when you go from like 60% efficacy and 60% results to like 80, 90% results or 100%, like, holy cow, testimonials, is when you really get that right dosage and you're also applying it to the season of the life you're in. You know, we're about to head into springtime. The types of foods that are available are changing again. You know, we live in the US, so, you know, we have access to food from around the world, luckily for us. But there's still seasons of growing. And so citrus is in season right now. There's things that you haven't been eating for months that you're about to start eating. So take that into account and be willing to play with your dosages as you go through seasons of life.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Because I think, you know, unfortunately, we're spoiled in the US. We kind of have access to everything. And when new things come up that we haven't had for a while, there is going to be a little bit of the gut being like, oh, what's this? Huh. You know, one of the things that I hear more often than not from folks, and maybe you've heard this too, and you alluded to it, of if there's going to be more meat in a meal, I'm going to add, you know, an extra HCL. The most complaints I get from folks when they go to the Brazilian steakhouses. I will get like a person like, I went to the Brazilian steakhouse 2 days ago and I can't poop. Or it's like, I can't figure out why I have so much bloat or whatever the issue may be. And so it's thinking about it in terms of seasonal change, but also like you had said, dinner change. What am I doing? What am I going to do to stress myself out? Am I going to go have pizza? Am I going to the ballpark? You know, it's things like that.
Yeah, totally. And if, you know, and knowing the products you're taking at a deeper level too, like if you know that, for instance, you're someone who struggles with like alcohol, like say, let's say you know about alcohol and how it's damaging to the gut lining and you're about to go to the baseball game or whatever it is, and you have Tributarn X at home and you've played with your dosages, I would take an extra Tributarn X before you start that meal or that hangout session or social event, whatever it is, because it helps protect against ethanol induced damage to the gut lining. So understanding the products you have in the house and what you can do with them, I think is really big. And also understanding that, like you said, as we change seasons, the gut has to kind of remodel to what's happening. So under stress, your gut will begin to remodel to try to deal with whatever is happening in your life. Like this remodel that we're going through, like we have extra stress right now. It's very, I find it very annoying. I wish I could meditate it away and find my Zen, but I'm really, really struggling with it. And so I know that right now I'm just taking more products. I'm taking extra adaptogens. I'm taking my healthy gut products, and I'm just doing my best. I think understanding that's really important. You know, we're headed into seasonal allergy season. Butyrates and tributarin are really helpful for calming those mast cells down and the histamine release from those mast cells due to the change in pollen and the change in the environment. So again, just realizing what you have in the house, what you can do extra to really just, basically balance out the stressors in your life, whatever they might be.
Yeah. Cause I mean, they're always changing, but you know, I don't think a lot of people realize that butyrate can help with pollens and seasonal allergies, you know, with the mast cells, obviously. And so folks, mast cells are your cells in your body that release histamine. And, you know, we're always talking like, oh, fish oil, we're talking like, you know, nettles, quercetin, all of those things, but we don't necessarily think about whatever's in the air is going to get down into our mouth and down into the gut too, and can cause some really serious issues.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's an often, overlooked area. Also, the stomach acid is supposed to be detoxifying or killing that pollen and whatever new bacteria that's blooming due to the change in seasons. So having really strong stomach acid is also very essential to, I think, overcoming some of these things. In fact, I found a study that I'm still trying to, you know, pick through and quite understand it, but they did some skin prick testing for allergies. Mm-hmm. And people with low stomach acid, so not enough acid, had worse results for the allergens on the skin prick test. And, there's no like double blind placebo controlled or anything yet that's saying that if you take HCL or HCL guard or anything like that, that you'll have less allergens. But I think it's really fascinating that we're starting to see a little bit of this research about how important stomach acid is to reducing the allergen potential from food or the environment.
I mean, this is kind of huge, right? Because we, you know, I don't know about the folks who are listening to this, but so I'm going to say it right there, is we know that having lowered stomach acid is a result of stress, direct result of stress. Unfortunately, we're all kind of brainwashed to think it's the opposite and that the acid levels are up, but those who are in the know, that's a thing. And, you know, with the society getting more and more stressed, I'm seeing a lot more allergens come up, you know, over the last couple of years. So that's fascinating. And makes me think like we got to add that to the allergen, you know, protocols here and helping folks to get things through. Now, I have another question for you since it is spring and I'm dealing with lots of rain here in the Midwest. and molds and things of that nature. Have you found research to be very similar with the bacteria as to mold in the stomach, you know, having more stomach acid to keep molds at bay?
You know, I haven't seen that connection. I think it would make sense. I think, you know, our newer product, Holoimmune, might have a little bit more efficacy there, because essentially what you're trying to do is, well, at one level, we need mold is an imbalance between the environment and your body's ability to cope with the environment. So the environment's changing. Not everybody has a mycotoxin mold issue, but some people seem extra sensitive to it. And there's probably a whole range of people in the middle who are affected by it, but don't recognize it as being affected. They're just kind of like blah or depressed, or like not full on depression, but a bit of a depression in the nervous system or something like that, low stomach acid. So, to me, it's a very complex thing, but also it's a very simple thing. It's just a mismatch between the environment and the body's able to deal with it and match the environment. And so certain strains of bacteria, heat killed bacteria, have been shown to help the body basically attune better to its environment. So basically we're retraining the immune system that, like, hey, this is your level of fight or flight when it comes to pollen or mold or food, you know, all these different things, bugs, incoming bugs. And so I'm not sure about the stomach acid, but it's, as we know, the immune system is tied into everything. So it's probably part of it.
Sure. Well, this is a great segue though into the Holoimmune for a minute, because obviously we all know that with stress, gut bugs don't live so well in the gut. And so if we're having that kind of reaction going on, and you're talking about Holoimmune working on regulating things, how would you pose it in terms of Holoimmune for stress? How would you kind of put it out there?
Well, the cool thing is that multiple strains in the product actually work. They like to do this test on, like, they'll give it to college kids basically before their finals, and they'll track who, like how well do they do on their finals, and then who misses their final exams. And so multiple strains inside the product have been shown in that sort of extra stress environment to reduce sick days at work, as well as reduce like missed attendance and things like that. So under stress, also for athletes under stress, the Immuse product inside of the Holoimmune has been studied on athletes and better performance under stress. So it without a doubt is definitely helpful for those under stress, basically keeping your immune system balanced and strong enough basically to deal with whether it's the big race day or it is the big test or the first day of school or whatever it might be.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I'm fascinated by those guys. And I know in our last, you know, meeting, we were talking about how your fiance, maybe wife now, since it's been a little bit, was absolutely addicted to taking those, because she was feeling
she keeps
so
stealing my bottle.
Yeah.
I mean, the best way, I'm a very visual thinker. And so I think it really helped me when I was like, okay, I only have 100 immune cells in my whole body. If I only have 100 of these things, they're not like everywhere. They're actually like highly concentrated right around my intestines. 70 to 80 of the 100 are right there. And then they go off and they're shooting messages to our brains, to our heart, to our lungs, all over our body, all these critical systems. And whatever happens in that digestive chaotic environment is the signal that gets passed to the rest of the body. And so the belief at this point is that these heat killed probiotics that have been studied are basically the shape of them and the components of that in their life cycle. They basically kill them before they get to full probiotic like live status. And what they find is that gives information to our body in some way that we don't quite understand yet to basically help dampen down the immune reactions, the inflammation. And I believe in this case, it's the brain inflammation, whatever pathway is working there. And it seems to help through, especially when we're coming to like these, what I would call more adaptive immune system dysregulations, TH1 and TH2 issues. It seems to boost T helper cells and T suppressor cells, which basically help make sure that the two sides of your adaptive immune system aren't way out of whack. In the research, we see that people with a lot of seasonal allergies have way too many TH2 cells and not enough TH1. And then in autoimmunity, it's the other way. And so I think, I don't know if this is true in your practice, but I've always found that typically and weirdly, they actually coincide. Like you have autoimmunity and more seasonal allergies. And so I kind of think that their adaptive immune system's on this crazy teeter-totter all the time. And they don't have enough of the, basically the T cells that help these two guys come into balance and stop being so violent in their reactions. And so that's my belief on what the research is showing and what the mechanism of action is on these paraprobiotics.
I would agree. I mean, in the folks that now I've had a little bit over a month since we started really introducing the whole immune to folks, and I'm starting to see where now different reactions are coming down slowly. So I think that's really cool that, I think it is working on regulating those wild reactions. I'm not seeing as much histamine. You know, a lot of times I would give someone something new, they'd have like at least a week of a histamine kind of reaction to it. Or, I mean, probiotics are notorious for that in and of themselves. Yeah. And so, you know, you've probably seen that as well. Now, another big question that I get from a lot of folks in this protocol, and I didn't get to ask you this last time, and I wanted to ask, when you take Holimmune, is it optimal to take it away from any other food, any other enzymes, or is it better? Is it okay to take it right with the rest of the protocol because it's dead?
I think it's totally fine to take it with the rest of the protocol. You would have to test, like we, you know, I just saw a customer review yesterday on Holozymes, and they were basically saying, I've tried every enzyme on the market. And then when I first tried Holozyme, actually, I didn't think it worked either. And then I talked with your team and they said, try taking it before you eat, 5 minutes before you start eating. And it changed my life and I'm not bloated and I can wear my normal size pants again. And like just a lot of really amazing things happened for this individual. And it was a very simple tweak from taking the same dosage at the end of the meal to the beginning of the meal. So I do think that for some individuals, the timing is like the difference between just another crappy product and holy cow, I can have my life back. And so I would suggest that people test it right away in the morning, test it away from food in the morning, test it with, you know, food at lunch or something like that, and see if you notice anything. Because for Shay, she wants it right away in the morning, because it does help her think and it helps her cognitive. And she also noticed that she gets better results with two, which again, we didn't know that. The products have been tested up to about 4 capsules a day, which I'm not recommending at all. Most people are 1 or 2 a day from all the testers that we've found so far. But for me, I don't get that benefit. So I just lump it in with all my other pills after I eat. So I've tested, I'm like, come on, give me that cognitive thing. And then it's just not there for me. So whatever's going on, apparently I'm okay in that department, unfortunately, because I was hoping for it.
Sure. Well, you know, I think the most important thing, just like you said, and I think this is something that, you know, even with the stress, even when we're going to put ourselves under more stresses, is that supplements aren't a one size fits all situation when it comes to gut stuff. You know, obviously we talked about the other things and folks, you know, there's always the disclaimer, talk with your doc before this, or you can, if it's healthy gut products, you can go to healthygut.com. Try to say that fast 3 times. And they have great support there. Like Stephen mentioned, you know, I'm fascinated that a supplement company will help you to take their product, which I think is fabulous. I mean, this is ideal. And so, you know, the cool part about it is if you're feeling like you're not getting results, they can just give you a call and, you know, get some suggestions as to how to adjust things to work for their stressor or work for lifestyle stuff.
Yeah. I mean, for some individuals, it really is the difference. And for a lot of individuals, it doesn't seem to matter. But I think, you know, what you seem to encourage and what I totally believe in is trying to find a way of taking the annoyances of being a human, the mucus, the farting, the pooping, and all of that, and turning it into a curiosity and just being like, this is the meat sack I got. This is the life I got. And there's probably pain in days, you know, I have, you know, I think I kind of lost it yesterday with just, you know, anger around this remodel and all the dust. And, you know, you can hear I'm kind of congested. Yeah. There's so much dust in the house. But that's just part of being human. And if you can find that curiosity when it comes to supplements and when it comes to GI issues, stress, And it's more of like an exploration of like what's possible here. I do think it helps people. And I understand that like if you're like freaking out and like trying to decide, you know, if you got to pony up another, you know, a couple grand to get a bunch more testing, like this is not a fun conversation. I get that. I've been in those places where it is fight or flight. It feels like life or death. And so I'm not trying to say your feelings are invalid, and I'm trying to say as soon as you can get out of that phase and get into more curiosity, the better your healing will be, and the probably the better your experience will be with any product, whether it's healthy guts or not.
No, I agree. I agree. I mean, I've been in the game almost, gosh, almost over 15 years now. And really the thing I found is yes, there's lots of testing and I do promote testing and not guessing at first, but I'm not into like crazy amounts of testing when you could use a product, use your curiosity and test there and see, you know, using yourself as an N of one and really charting data on yourself on things. And that seems kind of where you are at with it.
Yeah. If you can get to that place where you can get out of fight or flight and just relax into the pain, the challenge, the annoyance, all of it, typically you'll make better decisions. You'll notice things in your body faster. You'll be like, hey, actually, strawberries are a no-go for me right now. Or actually, wow, I want beef, but every time I eat it, I feel like junk. Oh, right. I listened to that podcast where they talked about low stomach acid and like, it's really common for women to want beef due to all the nutrients in it and the iron and stuff. But when they eat it, they feel like junk and like, oh, right, that's probably low stomach acid. And but those insights and those sort of downloads don't technically happen, I don't think, as much when we're stressed and we're kind of like searching for the answers more when we're being a little bit more receptive and like drawing from, oh yeah, that podcast I listened to a couple months ago mentioned something like that.
Yeah, well, that's why we're here. That's why we're here to slowly help you guys get a little bit of the little downloads over time and hopefully open up a new door in terms of being able to take your health into your own hands and look at how you can adjust some of your digestive supplements, whether it be from Healthy Gut at healthygut.com. Boy, I'm struggling with that one today. Or you can use your own products and experiment there as well. So once again, Stephen, thank you so much for coming on. We're gonna have you a couple more times. So I don't want to
Okay.
dump all of the good stuff out.
I do have one more thing on
Yes.
stress.
Yeah.
So I think this is really cool and interesting. And I think since this episode was as much about stress as it was about like learning to drive this meat body we have here to the best of our ability.
Yeah.
There's actually, you know, a lot of people think the reason why you get sleepy after Thanksgiving dinner is due to the turkey and the tryptophan. And I don't believe that's true at all. There's not enough tryptophan in the turkey. And to get that through the digestive system as quickly as you get tired is like almost impossible. Actually, what it is if you fill the stomach enough, you basically will drive your body into parasympathetic shutdown. It's a bit of a defense mechanism to stop you from killing yourself by eating too much, if you will. And that is actually one of the biggest reasons why you might like if you're stressed all week and you're really outside your zone of tolerance and you'll eat a huge meal and then just pass out and feel better, you're sort of unconsciously using food and the volume of food to drive your body back into balance into the parasympathetic. And this can actually be a problem for weight loss and other things when we don't recognize that we're using the volume of food we eat in order to drive our body back into homeostasis.
That's fascinating. I can see that. See that in myself. Absolutely can see that in myself. And that resonates quite a bit. Huh. I mean, let's put it this way. When, you know, meditation isn't working, when other things aren't working, you know, we're not taking breaks during the day. The body's like, all right, well, we know you're going to eat, so let's use that. Let's trigger you to
Yeah,
overeat.
it's a coping mechanism to help you be okay. And so it's not a bad thing. It's just, again, understanding how you're using food and how the digestion is happening, I think can help people at least be aware of, wow, okay, if I'm really trying to eat a second plate of food, maybe it's because I'm not hungry and this food isn't that good. It's actually more that I'm stressed. You might still do it. I'm not saying don't do it because the intended effect can be very therapeutic, but maybe next time, you know, some deep breaths or something else can help you avoid the second plate.
No, that's an important factor. And I mean, I think also too, like going along those same lines, eating too fast also another factor where, you know, that'll definitely trash and cause some stress on the digestive system too, because now we're overloading and not putting the body into parasympathetic like we should. And whew, yeah, we can go down lots of routes with that too. But that's a good thought, because I think, you know, in my mind, I've thought about how eating is a parasympathetic activity. And I thought about the coping mechanism, but not the overfilling to trigger parasympathetic. That's huge. All right. What else you got for us? You got more stuff? What else can we talk about? Because I mean, that one's just like, all right, mind blowing. What else?
Yeah, we should just end on that. But you know, I think I again, it's just the curiosity. If you can stay curious about your behaviors, I try to stay as curious about mine, even when they are maladaptive. And you know, you can at least uncover some really cool stuff, and then hopefully begin the opportunity of behavior change after that. And so I think the understanding of coping mechanisms through food and drink and things like that, and then the consequences of the digestive system afterward, is just, I guess I'm living it. So it's fascinating for me, and I keep wondering why.
why? Yeah, no, this is good stuff. I think that this will resonate with a lot of us, even myself. I'm kind of sitting here and thinking like, huh, maybe that is sometimes why I am, you know, constantly like going, well, I'm not full. I need more. And I'm like, you don't need more. You have this voice in your head, but maybe that's why the brain is like trying to get me to eat more when I'm, you know, circling throughout the day through the kitchen. And I'm like, I don't want this food, but I keep circling back through.
Yeah. A good friend of mine, Mark David, has a book called The Slowdown Diet. And he wrote it like, maybe a decade ago or so. But it's along this research, also along the research of pleasure in the brain, and like, basically the, you know, I go by the book, it'd be awesome to support him, but the take home is like, basically you have to put one of the big changes, you have to put your fork down in between every bite. And, I'm terrible at it. I've tried it a few times. I can't stick to it, but if you really want to make a change and like change, you know, if your digestion for the better, and usually you'll end up probably losing weight as well, is try the slow down diet, where you can keep eating the same foods, but you got to put your fork down in between every meal or every bite. Sorry.
Wow. Yeah. We get I could see it now. A lot of people being like, that's going to take me forever to eat now. Maybe that's the point. Maybe that's the point.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Wow. That is literally lots of food for thought there. And I think we've got definitely some good stuff for folks to be thinking about, and we'll keep them guessing for the next few sessions here of what we're going to talk about. And also folks, if you have questions, by all means, hit me up. Let me know, go over to info@drjkrausnd.com. Let me know what you want to know from Stephen, and we will get him all of those questions. And of course, head over to healthygut.com. Check out all the supplements there. Great stuff. I use it myself, and a lot of my patients are getting some really great results too. So thanks again, Stephen, for coming on. I sincerely appreciate it. And we will be looking forward to chatting here soon.
Thank you, Dr. Krauss.
Hey, Health Junkies, want to let you know that I have a new program. It's called the Defy Aging Formula. And if you're interested and want to know if it's a fit for you, because it's all about helping ladies over 40 really improve their physical fitness, their athletic performance, but also working on if you have cholesterol that just won't seem to go down, blood pressure issues, palpitations, things going on with your heart that are interfering with your athletic performance. Let's talk. Let's see if I can help you find a solution. So head to defyagingformula.com/register. Listen to my masterclass, see what you think, and schedule a call with me at the end if you're interested in talking about how I can help you with boosting your athletic performance and helping you with those heart issues. Because hey, the number one cause of ladies' death is heart disease. Let's not let another lady die of this. All right. You survived another episode of The Health Fix. Have a great day, whatever you're doing. Hey, fellow health junkie. Thanks for listening to The Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.